Sometimes, a while back, pastors used to end the service and they'd get up and say, Lord willing, our service next Sunday will be held at 10 o'clock. Now, if we should add that phrase, Lord willing, to every announcement, to everything that we're going to do, it can get repetitious and mechanical. But it is an important truth in the way that we look at and the way that we live our lives. We're going to conclude our study of the book of James as we enter into a new year. Remember, James was a very practical book, and James stressed that faith without works is dead. That faith is revealed in the way that we live. And so we read this morning from James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Come now. Come on, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or do that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. If the Lord wills. James points out the folly of thinking that we are in control of our lives and what happens in them. COVID-19 has brought people to realize that man is not in control. And it's a painful reality to face. For either we think we are in control of what happens in our lives, or we're filled with worry and uncertainty. Remember the story of the rich man? He worked so hard all his life. And then he reached the point where he could say, I've got it made. Great harvest. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to build bigger barns and take it easy. That night, the Lord required of him his life. This is our existence. Now, to be sure, God does not forbid or does not want us to make plans for the future. It's part of wise stewardship. But as we make our plans, we need to say, to think, to believe, if the Lord wills, we will do this or we will do that. Consider the implications of why you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Your life's like the early morning fog. By afternoon, it lifts, it vanishes. You may not live through the next year. You might not live through this day. And it's this fact of death that makes our life so uncertain and so fearful. But beyond death, there's all kinds of things that we're not in control of. Think of the natural disasters. Think of the drive-by shootings. Think of the many diseases, sicknesses that can come upon us. So God warns against one of the biggest sins, the sin of arrogance. Arrogance is pride run amok. Boasting, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Man likes to think he's in control. Government thinks that by passing laws, they can clean up the environment, change the climate, change people's behavior, eliminate disease. Blind arrogance. And so as you think of your future, future education, future jobs, future spouse, remember to say, if the Lord wills. The Christian faith, by its very nature, is a complete dependence upon God. But it's a dependence upon God who is in control, who is all-powerful, who has our very futures worked out. It's a turnoff for natural man. He likes to take credit, to think he's so important he doesn't need God. Your being here, your coming to faith, is a work of the Holy Spirit, not something that you have done. And so, the Christian, content, secure, joyful, says, if the Lord wills. So how are you living? Are you living a life that says, I'm in control, I can handle this? Or are you living a life that depends upon Jesus and his cross? Think of Jesus, the Son of God, all-powerful, humbled himself even to the point of death. Think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane as he faced the horror, not just of death, but of being punished eternally, hell-like, for the sins of the entire world. He prayed 3 times that his Father would take this cup of suffering away. And yet you remember his prayer. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And so Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what a wonderful thing that we have a Savior God, that we can confidently go to him and say, I don't know what's best for me, but thank God that your will be done in my life. So we close this morning with the singing of hymn 517, stanzas 1 and 2. Thank you.